Today, this evening, I just sit here and I think to myself, today was an example of what will never be repeated. Today is an example of what should never happen and not the peace and the way I want to live the rest of my life. Non-stop chaos starts from one email and not from myself. One email from someone that just stirs a hornet's nest. And all of a sudden you realize you're sucked into it like a bad tornado. I realized that, if something costs your peace, it's too expensive. If something costs your peace, then you need to remove, reevaluate, reflect, and figure out a way that your peace, your right to peace, is not ever threatened or taken away again. I sat down and I think to myself, and this is the God honest truth because, I think people need to start, not everyone, but some folks need to make sure that their facts are straight instead of assumptions, assuming, and I sat down with oncology and realizing they cannot get to the ovary. They can't get to the original oncology site. But they can get to new lesions, which are cancer growths, and they can get to it without interfering with the bigger problem on this side. And they can get to it, and they feel they can get to it. And this is a God-honest truth. They sit down and tell me to my face, I can get to this, okay? I can get to this new part, but I can't get to this. It takes one hell of a strong-ass woman. One hell of a person. Serious respect, self-respect, that it can't get more respect, self-respect, than having the power. And this is where the word control really comes into play. For those who use the word control, this is where I control my own destiny. I control the decisions I make. I control this part of my life, which is my health, with nobody else influencing my decision, which is my right. I made the decision to stop. I made the decision to not move forward with smaller surgical procedure, which in all reality, any surgical procedure, let's be honest, is not to be taken lightly. Especially with pre-existing conditions. I made the decision to not try any new chemo, any new drugs, any new experiments. I made the decision to finally have some peace. And I also made the decision with that to have a peaceful life. And with that decision means living the most peaceful life. And if I have that power to make sure I have peace, I will do everything in my power. There will be no dollar amount that I have to use to make sure I have some peace because I have that right. I have that entitlement. And I will use whatever means to make sure I continue on with a peaceful, happy life to the best of my ability. When you're trying to, find yourself where you have to get back to work and you're working and you have to pay off medical debt. And most people don't understand the amount of medical debt you accumulate with any oncology treatment, let alone any oncology group. We're not talking about specialists or family physician. We're talking about oncology treatments. The dollar amount and the cost of going to these cancer institutes and going back and forth and doing this and doing that is ungodly, exceedingly expensive. Most people, unless you are dealing with it, do not understand it. Your day should not feel like a waste because people cannot communicate. There's hostility among people, and you feel like your tornado being sucked down into it. And that's how I felt for many, many years. I have felt like this for a long time. I feel like I get put in situations that are not for me to be placed in, and that includes my spouse with his biological son put into situations that are not my business. And that's the God honest truth. That is his biological son, not mine. A step parent only has so much, not much, of any input or anything if it's not your biological child. But for many years, I feel like I'm being sucked into a tornado that I'm not wanting to be in anymore. Regardless, I always joke and I say, even if it was the Pope, I wouldn't want to deal, with things. If it wasn't a pleasant relationship or experience, or the Pope was causing me problems, sounds crazy. But it's the truth. I'm entitled to a peaceful life. And today was anything dealing with the same chaos and being sucked into indifferences that, to be honest with you, can be handled as an adult in a civilized, normal conversation that goes anywhere but normal. I told myself, I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to have a day like this again. I'm just not. And if I continue with another day like this, then there needs to be instant, swift changes made. Because, a piece of land out west sounds great. I have no problem being an independent woman. No problem taking my fur kids and living the best, happiest life possible. No marriage is perfect, but sometimes when spouses have and differences with people, they need to handle that difference on their own and look at what's for the best for maybe another spouse that, needs to have a peaceful life for medical reasons, that's not relying on treatments, that doesn't have a possible advantage. Sometimes it's just good to just get it out in the open. Be able to reflect. Blogging, and some people they hate blogs, they hate podcasts, they hate anything that has to do with anything online. And you know what? Everybody has their God-given right, however, what they want, what they like, and it is what it is. People have that entitlement. But I got inspired once again many years ago from a friend, a GP friend, gastroparesis, someone else who had that condition. And she shared her story, and it helped me with my life. And it wasn't always about just the condition, it was just about how life is living around gastroparesis and having other connected ailments. And I was inspired by that. And I remember her saying, hey, you know what? You should start your own blog. You should connect it with the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website. You should do that. It will be so therapeutic for you because I felt like I had no way to just feel free to express myself. And at the same time, not realizing those you inspire and help along the way, whether they know you or not, some people can relate to things because they're going through similar things, and it's never going to be the same thing because each and every one of us are completely different. But it's inspiring. That's why there's books. That's why there's movies written. There's why there's documentaries. That's why there's, those who leave legacies behind and experiences in life, just life, if you're living it with not one problem you'll ever have in your life, you're living not a perfect life, you're living a lie to yourself, because we all have problems. But I did not make a decision to stop everything and stop possible medical treatments, possible further oncology treatments, to have a day like today, 24 hours that was wasted of my day. And I don't like my time wasted, and I respect the time that I'm given every single day when I wake up and I'm alive. And I will never ever, I don't care who you are, will ever let anybody ever again waste another 24 hours of mine, because it's not going to happen. I have enough self-respect, and I'm one strong-ass woman by what I've gone through, that I will stand my ground, and regardless of who you are, it will never happen. So for those of you brave warriors, regardless of what you're going through, and maybe not even a medical ailment, maybe you're just going through the same song and dance, and you feel like you're in this tornado. You're swept up like a big old hurricane. You feel like you're just in this chaotic situation. And you feel like you're just, every time you break free and you feel like you're being sucked in like a vacuum. Step back. Take your self-respect. And do whatever you have to do to remove yourself from it. Period. If you're walking in the same old song and dance, and it's the same old thing, and you find yourself hours, minutes, and seconds of your life wasted on complete chaos, and things that can't be resolved, and situations that you can walk away from, I encourage you to respect and love yourself enough to take the necessary steps to remove yourself from the equation, to walk away, and to get back to having peace. The most important thing in your life is peace. Sometimes it takes going through something extreme. And most of the time for people, it's something extreme that has to do with their health. And the most extreme thing with 99% of people with their health is cancer. Maybe even greater than 99%. Don't be mad if you're going through cancer at the cancer, okay? Take the experience the cancer has shown you to make important changes in your life to where you live the rest of your life, regardless if you've been cured or you've not been able to meet the cure, meaning that the cancer has defied oncology, ways and means and treatments. It's still, at the end of the day, cancer should be a learning experience, and it should change you dramatically. Sit back, reflect on the changes, whether they're good or bad. Learn from the experience, once-a-lifetime experience, because cancer is a once-a-lifetime experience. That experience should change you. But most importantly, it should change you for the better. It should teach you how to love yourself more than anybody else in this world, besides a good Lord, of course, and your loved ones up in heaven. But it should teach you the most important, valuable tools of self-respect, self-love, but most importantly, peace.